Shir number 76. Chayvus Halavos is moving now to the fifth category of practical bitachon, and these are again in the category of mitzvahs that a person benefits from in Olam Haba. The fourth category that we learned last time was about the mitzvahs that are only negea to the person himself. And in the fifth chelek, the fifth item, is the Bein Adam L'Chaveroi. U'pirush ha-bitachon anochen sheish ishtamash be-chelek ha-chamishi. What is the proper bitachon that a person should use in the fifth category, ha-kelelos ha-chiveis ha-mutolos ha-leivorim, that includes the obligations that a person has, ha-sher ha-teyeles va-nezek ha-yoytzei mimash odem ha-kaimais ha-noivar aleyam negea gam la-acherim. And that the outcome that, or the nezek, by the beneficial outcome, or the damage of a person being mekayim or being oivra on them, is not just negat himself, it affects other people as well, kigoin. A bunch of mitzvahs ben adam lechaveira, nesina stoka, hafroshes meiser, limutayra lacherim, utsavis lasis teva lahazir maaseis ra, telling people to do good or not to do bad, lifroya halva, pay loans, lachzer pikadon, give back things that were given to you or lent to you, lahastir soy, to keep secrets, lidaber teva chaveroi, lasis toivais levnei adam, lechabed hoirim, honor parents, lahachzer as a rishoim, b'tshuva lelikim, bring rishoim to tshuva, lahiris levnei adam as hadrochim, amoivilim al tovasam, teach people the ways that they will end up with things that are good, lachma lalaniyim, olerachim aleim, to have mercy on poor people. Velisbol kishebnei adam alivan oisai, kishumaira oisam lavoides habairei, o mamritz oisam lekiyam atayra, aidei shumaydiya lehem es hasochar sheikablu al zeh. Very interesting, he puts into this category that if while you are urging people to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you tell them the schar they're going to get from it, and they shame you, and you accept that shame, that's also part of the chayvos that a person has on himself. And also if they shame him for scaring them from doing averos, so in these categories here, these ben adam l'chaveros, some are mitzvahs, some are hanhagos, hastir soid, keeping secrets, dabar teva chaveroi, and accepting the shame that you get when you are teaching people to do the right thing. These are all obligations that a person has on himself, but the way, whether he keeps them or not, has an effect on the other people. Now, the fact of chesed, doing for others, so the Chayvus HaLevavos says, HaBitachon HaNochein, what's the proper bitachon that a person should have in these things? First of all, again, a person should engrave these on his hearts, on his heart. This should be part and parcel of him to help other people. And he should choose to do all of these things. And he wants to be able to accomplish all these things. Why? Rak mitoich kavona liskar v'lelikim. The reason is because he wants to get close to Hashem. Lo yikidei lasis latzmei shem. Not because he wants to become famous. V'lo yikidei shebnei adam yichabdu oisai. Not because he wants people to honor him. V'lo yikidei sheitnu lo yisachar al zeh. And not because he wants to get paid for it from them. And not because he wants to rule over them. And then he should have bitachon on Hashem, so this is very similar to the fourth chelek, which is that the decision to do good, that's up to a person. The bechira and the hachlata is up to a person. But there's an extra aspect here, since he's dealing with other people, and he could get schar from it, he could get famous from it, he get covered for it. He should be doing all of these things to get close to Hashem, not for those side reasons. And then, when he finally wants to actually do the action, then he has to have bitachon on Hashem, that Hashem will help him do what he wants to do, like we explained in the last chelik as well. And says the Chayvus Alavavus, a person who does chesed and does taivas and ben adam l'chaver for the proper reasons to get close to Hashem, should try to the best of his ability to hide his actions from others. Others that do not have to know about it. They don't have to. He doesn't have to brag about it. Ki kishu master es ma'isav atayvim, schari yeiser gadol, mi'asochar shi'ikabel kishu mefarsim es ma'isav. When you publicize and you get honor for something, that's part of your reward. Your reward in Olam Haba is less. If you're able to conceal and hide your actions, the reward will be greater. Now we have to understand that when it comes to chesed, even if a person does chesed for the wrong reasons, he still gets schar for it. Because at the end of the day, the recipient got the chesed. Rav Rubinstein brings this from the Klai Zemirga Rebbe, but it's mefurish in the Netziv like that in numerous places, in Chumash, Vayechi, and other places, Mishalach, that it's the Shalai Lishma of chesed is different than Shalai Lishma of other mitzvahs. Because the Shalai Lishma of chesed, the mice of the person got what they needed. However, a person who does Shalai Lishma of Chesed, it's true that the Chesed was done and the person got his money or he received his Chesed. However, the person doing the mitzvah is lacking from there. And he says that part of the purpose of the mitzvah of Chesed, the Chinuch says, is to make us better people, to make us caring people, to make us rachmanim. And that you don't get when you do it Shalai Lishma. When you're doing it for the covet, you're doing it for other reasons, you don't get those side things. And the Chayvus Halavavus is telling us that the proper way to do it is to do matan beseser, do things anonymously, hatznei aleches, do it in a hidden way. That way a person connects with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a person gets all the toyeles of the mitzvah of what it's supposed to help him, and his schar and olam haba will be greater as well. He continues, says, and the actions which you have no choice, and they have to be done publicly. And he thinks to himself, I'm going to have a problem here, because since it has to be done publicly, I'm going to end up doing it because I want people to notice me. Legabi pulas eila, yizkar es haklal sheikdam nulel. Legabi these actions, he should remember what we said. Shatayeles vanezek in yuchel mavi meabruim harbishus habari yisparach. Your success in your actions is up to Hashem. You can only help or hurt someone if Hashem wants it to happen. You could choose, you could decide, but success is not yours. So if you're doing this action just to find favor in other people, to get honor from other people, that's a waste of your time. Because you cannot do anything. It's all up to Hashem. And when Hashem sends a person a mitzvah, he should think to himself that this is a taiva, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving me a taiva. Forget what other people say. Don't look forward, they should honor you for it. So you shouldn't become haughty. You don't want to ruin your kavanas l'shem shamayim. And if you do it for the wrong reasons, the mitzvah loses part of its value. You don't want to do that. I'm going to explain this more. But the bottom line is, this line where he says that when Hashem sends a person a mitzvah, he should think, what a taiva HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending me. And Rav Rubinstein would say, he says, can you imagine if a pitcher throws a pitch in a baseball game and the batter sits there and just stares at it. If he threw a pitch, you have to try your best to hit it. Hashem pitches mitzvahs and opportunities for us to use. Our job is to swing and to try our best. Our job is to swing. Hashem sends you pitches, Hashem sends you challenges, and He wants you to hit a home run. When an opportunity comes your way to help someone, Hashem's giving you a chance to do a mitzvah. A chance to do a mitzvah. And we have to chap on to all those chances HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. Make the decision, make the bechira and the achlata, and then daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that when we swing at that pitch, He will give us that siyata d'shmaya. We have bitachin in Him that He'll give us that siyata d'shmaya to be able to swing, hit a home run, and accomplish what we want to accomplish. Get everything out of the mitzvah that we could. The schar, the pu'ula, the closest to Hashem, all of the benefits, and then we'll have truly hit a home run that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has pitched to us.